What's up, guys? How are you? Happy Wednesday. Welcome in to another episode of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Perrault. You guys can follow me across all my socials at Sports Talk Matt. This podcast being brought to you by our friends at omahasteaks.com/juice. Now, they've been with us for a while, okay? And if you haven't gone there, this is maybe a time to stock up, take a look at what they've got. Sure, their subscriptions are really cool, right? You get free burgers for life, 10% off your first purchase. You get that 100% money back guarantee, but they've got some really cool curated packages getting ready for the summer. It's warming up here in Vegas. I'm not sure where it's warming up, where you guys are on the East Coast. You guys are getting some snow, but the winter is going to end. I promise. Maybe it's time to stock up on some Omaha Steaks. OmahaSteaks.com/juice to go check it out. All right. Couple things. One, told you about the trip to Chicago coming up. So just, you guys know when I travel, the podcast gets a little wonky, okay? Like when it comes out, what it looks like. So I leave like at 5 a.m. on Friday morning Pacific time. So that means I'm going to be taping the podcast on Thursday night at like, I don't know, like 5 o'clock. Okay. So I'll have plays on Friday, but then as we go for Saturday and Sunday and Monday's podcast, just bear with me in terms of what I play. And it may be a smaller card and it may just be a different type of situations. My birthday is Thursday. So I'm a numbers guy, like shocker, a gambling guy is a numbers guy. So I was born on 4/4/77. So my 47th birthday is a pretty big deal. It's also in 2024, which is 2/2=4. Just kind of the way that I am. I'm a weirdo in those ways. Okay. So numbers 2, 4, 7, and 14 and 21 have been my numbers. I look at like my phone number. I look at my house numbers. Like those are all really important signs and symbols to me. So for my 47th birthday, some people do like big things for their 50th. I'm doing something big for my 47th. I'm actually more excited about turning 47 than I am turning 50. Okay. So I'm going to the Dodgers game on Friday. Yes, it's at the Cubs, but it's a Dodger game. Cub fans. I'm going to Wrigley on Friday. I'm going to the Blackhawks on Saturday. Sunday, I'm going to be bopping around the city of Chicago for the entire day. So looking really forward to this trip. It's going to be a ton of fun. So I know a couple of you guys have sent out DMs and one of you guys actually is going to the game. So if you're going to be at the game on Friday, either the Blackhawks game on Saturday or the game on Friday, let me know. We'll try to find a way to bump into each other, have a beer or something at the game and just kind of enjoy ourselves a little bit. So that's where I'm going to be for the next couple of days. So today is Wednesday. Thursday's podcast will be normal. That's my birthday's podcast. I guarantee you I'll do something stupid for my birthday. I don't know what I'm going to do for betting, but I guarantee you it'll be something stupid for my betting for my birthday. But then I leave, you know, it's basically almost like an overnight flight. I'm going to be up at like 3 o'clock in the morning to get to the airport to fly to Chicago. So that is how my entire week's going to go the rest of the week. So just keep in mind, this is how it's going to go. And who knows? The last time I was on vacation, I went like 10-2. Like we went home and I lost like 2 bets. I crushed it. So maybe the same thing will happen on this trip coming up to Chicago. Fingers crossed coming up. Although I will go and bet like in person at the DraftKings book at Wrigley. I love going to new gambling states. I love it. I mean, if I can try to find my way to like Circa's book, I'll try to do that. Like I can't wait to go try to find the books in town because I love seeing how it is and comparing it to Vegas. It's just a really cool deal. So 2-2 on Monday, 2-2 on Tuesday. We lost nothing on Monday. We lost 0.1 yesterday. Red Sox didn't. They won the game in extras, didn't cover the run line. So we lost that bet, but it was a +120 bet. So Red Sox had plenty of opportunity to blow that game open. The A's, how they didn't win that game is hysterically funny to me. I mean, the bottom of the 10th inning, I have no idea how they didn't win that game. Just first and third and one out. Red Sox are in double play depth, ground ball back to the pitcher. And the guy on third gets picked off because he ran. Instead of going back to the bag, playing on contact, he ran and he got tagged out. Next batter struck out. Red Sox won the game in the top of the 10th inning. They got a quick 1-2-3 inning in the bottom of the 11th and they won the game in the 11th. So Red Sox win. They're now 4-2. Very good for our over 77.5 wins for the Red Sox. Brian Bello gave up two run home runs. And that was really why the run line didn't come in because Bello wasn't great. The bullpen was tremendous. The A's still can't hit. If you want to bet the Red Sox on the run line. So let's just get this out of the way here. Okay. I don't have any bets on baseball because I want to bet the Braves on the run line against the White Sox today. They lost yesterday. It's a day game. Okay. It's Spencer Strider. Yet the Chicago starting pitcher hasn't been announced yet. So there is no number on this game. Okay. But I want the Braves on the run line. We'll see whenever it comes out. Right now, there's nothing out at all. Not even a number you can bet. The Cubs are taking on the Rockies again. I want to bet the run line on the dot on the Cubs. If you haven't been betting that, you got to bet that. Okay. It's a bet it and forget it. It's an everyday type of thing. Rockies on the road are just going to be an auto run line fire. Just keep on betting it. Okay. They lost again brutally yesterday. The opener wasn't a problem. I don't think it'll be a problem here either. It's Cal Quantrill up against Little, who closed the game yesterday and now is going to start the game today, which is like the first time that's happened since like the 1900s. It's really, really rare since the last time that's happened, but I don't know what's going on with this, but it doesn't really matter to me. They're just horrible, but I don't know what the run line is yet for that either. So Red Sox and the A's, it's going to be Pavetta against Stripling. There is a run line out for that. That number is again, +110 on the Red Sox there. I may be inclined just to bet the money line. It's 150. It's not too expensive, but you can get creative. You can do, you know, a Cubs and Braves moneyline parlay. So the whole point of this is I'm going to give you the baseball bet in the Discord channel today. All right. Bettingpros.com/chat. I'll give it to you in the morning. Once I get up, take a look at some things, read, figure out who the starting pitchers are going to be and what the prices are. I'll at least have one. I may have two baseball bets for us coming up here today, official plays, but because of the plays I want to bet, I want to fade the Rockies. I want to fade the White Sox. I want to fade the A's, but I want to see what the prices are on against the Rockies and the White Sox before we bet the A's. I do think the Red Sox are going to win, but I think Red Sox money line probably is a better bet there than betting the Red Sox on the run line. It's a day game. It's a getaway day Wednesday in Oakland. There's going to be literally nobody there. I mean, even Red Sox fans aren't going to show up. Like, Red Sox fans were there the last two nights. So you hear "Let's go Red Sox" chants like loudly. Sox go for the sweep against the A's. No, you can't bet the A's today. It's Red Sox money line or nothing. And maybe we do a money line parlay with Red Sox and the Braves today, make that official. So I got to figure some things out. Right now, I'm leaning towards Red Sox Braves money line parlay with a fade of the Rockies on the run line, but I don't know exactly yet what I'm going to do. So bettingpros.com/chat, the Daily Juice channel in our Discord. That's where I will post the official play for baseball today. Not anything really that I want to jump on immediately overnight here. Although it is, I mean, KC, the game, the Royals and the Orioles game is going to be awesome. Reagans against Burns. That's a tremendous pitching matchup. That's going to be a ton of fun to watch that game tomorrow. Dodgers Harrison against Glasnow. Dodgers Giants. That game's going to be awesome. There's a lot of good day baseball games happening tomorrow on a Wednesday, but Wednesdays are a little similar to Sunday. Okay. We don't bet baseball on Sunday. I will bet Wednesday, but Wednesday is a getaway day. So Wednesday's calcio can be a little bit wonky. So you just got to be a little bit concerned and careful with Wednesdays when it comes to Major League Baseball. But I'll put the official play coming up here in the Discord channel, bettingpros.com/chat. What am I going to bet? Well, the Lakers are on the road against Washington. Both the Lakers and the Wizards played last night. The Lakers won the game by 17 points against Toronto last night. They were 13-point favorites. They won and they covered. Same thing at home for the Washington Wizards up against the Milwaukee Bucks. They were 13-point dogs and they won the game by 4 outright. They pushed against Miami in the game before. They didn't cover against Detroit because they were favored and they lost the game by 9, but they covered against Brooklyn. They covered against Chicago. They beat Toronto at home. They were favored, but didn't cover. And then they covered against Sacramento and they won the game outright. They've been playing a lot of home games. Washington has here at the end of the year. They beat Sacramento at home. They beat Toronto at home. They lost to Brooklyn by 3, but they were catching 4. They lost by 12, catching 12 against Miami, and they beat the Bucks last night. The Lakers have been on a bit of a tear here. The Lakers have won 5 of 6. They've covered they've won 7 of 8. They've covered in, 6 of 8. They've covered, okay? 13.5 on a back-to-back. 13.5 on a back-to-back. This is too heavy for me. I like the way the Wizards are playing. They're 3-1-1. I know the Lakers are 4-1 and 6-4 over their last 10 games, but they're 19-20 ATS on the road. They're hot. Wizards are playing better. This is a game where who knows? Well, is anyone going to play in this game? I mean, this is one of those games where I think like you could almost assume that they're going to rest everybody. The Lakers aren't going to play anybody, most likely. I'll take the points here. Give me the dog. Washington plus 13.5. I've been waiting for a chance to fade the Lakers. And this is a game I think we got to jump on it. Washington plus 13.5 points at home against the LA Lakers. And the second play, Memphis is at Milwaukee. Like I mentioned, Milwaukee on that back-to-back, they played on the road against the Wizards last night. They lost the game, but it went over by 4.5. Three of the last four games and six of the last eight have gone over for the Milwaukee Bucks. They are 21-15 this season to the over at home. Memphis, their opponent on the road this year, 23-16 to the over. Seven of the last 10 games have gone over for Memphis. Last game out against Detroit on the road went over. Against Orlando, it barely went under by 1.5 points. Laker game went over by 35 points. Game against Denver went over by 17 points. And then before that, They did not cover. San Antonio was under by 20.5, but it was 32.5 Golden State over by 12 against Sacramento, over by 10.5 against Oklahoma City, and over by 5.5 against Charlotte. These teams are playing overs late in the year. It's 223, the number here for this. I'm a little surprised. These NBA overnights, guys, are really weird. I'm just going to say it. They're really weird. Shop around. You may find some really interesting numbers. It's 223 at Caesars right now. Okay. It's creeping up. It's 223.5 at DraftKings, 223 offshore. But I think you just jump on this at 223 at Caesars over for the Bucks and for the Grizzlies and the Bucks. Memphis at Milwaukee over 223 for 1.1 units. All right. So there will be at least one baseball play. There might be two baseball plays coming, but in the Discord channel, again, we got to see what the numbers are in the morning for the day games, for the getaway days, for the Braves and the White Sox and the Cubs and the Rockies. Red Sox have a number, but they play a little bit later in the day. They're playing at 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock Eastern. So we have a little extra time to wait on that. So we can, if we don't like either number for the Cubs or the White Sox, we can play the late game with the Red Sox and the A's, but most likely I'm going to stay either off of that, or I'm not going to be as aggressive there. I'm going to look at more with the Braves. I really like the Braves on the run line. I think the Braves are going to kill the White Sox today. They lost yesterday. Strider on the mound. I expect a pretty big win here for the Braves. So that's where right now I'm leaning towards that, but there is no one on the planet even has a money line number at the moment for the Braves and the White Sox. So more to come here on a Wednesday in the Discord channel. My name is Matt Perrell. Follow me, across all socials at Sports Talk Matt every morning. Daily Juice Podcast was being brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com.